Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocks locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we're looking forward to Dr. Sergey Shilly-Soren calling in. And so when he gets here, I will let you know. I got, let's see, I don't have it in front of me, but I did get an email from a lady who was listening to another network, a network that I used to be on. And wow, it looks, let me see if I can bring this thing up. It looks like this other network has, here it is. It's coming up right now. Okay, it says, quote, you wouldn't believe the filth on blank network. And she mentions the network. The last two Sunday nights. I'm so glad you got out of that when you did. One show, the host slams black people, talks pure filth. And they went on way too far the last 2 weeks. It goes on. Yeah, we don't have that here at USA Prepares. And, you know, I was thinking about that over the weekend. I was doing some farm therapy. And I was thinking, you know, Dave from California called in. We don't get a lot of callers. We don't beg for callers. It's not like we're not prepared. We have to have callers fill in for, you know, what we don't talk about. So the callers who do call in with relevant, important topics. But we don't give out the phone number a lot because we are actually prepared to teach class. So I've heard the, you know, I've tuned in once in a while. I really don't listen to radio, but just once in a while, like, maybe every 6 months I might tune in for a very short time just to see if radio is still there and what it's like. And what I hear is callers bashing hosts who are on the air. I've never heard that on USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network. I've never heard one of our students call in and bash another host. Never. Well, it's only been 13 years, but I've never heard that. But I do hear it on other radio broadcasts. Why do they do that? You would think that the network would say, you know, free speech is one thing, but, you know, we've got people here. I don't think you have to bash them, you know. You can criticize them and, you know, constructively, but bash them. And then the people who call in bash other callers. It's like a free-for-all. And it's allowed. It's a shame. It really is a shame. And I'm glad it doesn't happen here. And, you know, it's interesting. I have a call screen. I've got it right in front of me. And this call screen lets me do many things. It lets me look at the phone. There are many phone lines. I see them all right in front of me. And I can see when the phone is ringing. I can click answer. One, I can answer it cold. I don't. Jason answers it. But I could. And I have the same screen he has. I can answer the phone cold and say, thank you for calling USA Prepares. I'm Vincent. May I have your name? Where are you calling from? And what would you like to talk about? And that's what Jason does. He answers the phone, says that. And then he types on a screen that lets me see who's calling, what they'd like to talk about, and where they're calling from. So I could say, Joe Doakes from Colorado's calling, and he'd like to talk about chemtrails. That's all the information I would have. And that's enough to start the phone call. And if the call were to go awry, I could do one of two things. Well, I have a button that says air, meaning put him on the air. I have another button that says hold. So if the caller goes, you know, off the rails, and I think I'd like to keep him for just a little bit, maybe educate him as to the do's and don'ts, I could put him on hold. And he could listen, but nobody would hear him. Then I have another button that says drop. And I've only used the drop button probably maybe twice in 13 years. And one of those times was when someone, I warned him, this person didn't think that COVID was real. And I said, I can't allow that. I can't allow to go over the air on USA Prepares that COVID is not real. People are dying from it. Four people in my extended family have died from it. That and the immunizations. So that would be the drop button. And I haven't had to use it more than a couple of times in all these years. And I've heard hosts on another network scream at a caller and say, you're banned, you're banned, you're banned. We haven't banned anybody. Oh, by the way, I've been banned. I've been banned from calling into another network. Can you imagine that? And when he was alive, I was best friends with the owner of the network. But I've been banned from calling them. But I did call twice anyway. And I got their permission ahead of time. I said, hey, this is Vinfinelli. I'd like to call and thank one of the hosts who is retiring. I wanted to thank him on the air. And I got the bum's rush. I was put on the air. And said, thank you, Vincent. And boom, I was knocked off or thrown overboard. Another time was when one of my friends died who owned the network, and I wanted to just express my my grief, my sincere condolences to the network. And he was a trailblazer in alternative radio. So it's interesting how USA Prepares is set apart from many other broadcasts. And GCN is set apart from other networks. And you know, radio is something that is different from video. And if you look at these YouTube videos, these people have allegedly, you know, 20, 50, 100,000 views. And they're short, but they're not necessarily accurate. And I was asked if I wanted to do video radio. And I really don't want to. I don't want to for many, many reasons. One reason is I don't want any more images out there of me and the instructors. I don't want that. They don't want it either. We're doing this on our own time. We're doing it for free. No compensation. And another reason is it's more complicated. But the main reason is radio is the theater of the mind. And in order to be in class, our students have to actually pay attention. our students have to actually think about what we're saying. Otherwise, it would be like most broadcasts, which have become background noise. So, for example, when Frank and I talk about heating systems or generators, we talk about what's happening and what should be happening in a student's mind, and some of our instructors who haven't done it yet, and our instructors tune in a lot. What should be happening is they should be processing what we say and then storing it. If it's not something that they're going to immediately use, they should store it. And then when they're thinking about getting that generator, it will pop up. Wait a minute. How many RPM is this? Is it 3,600 RPM or is it 1,800 revolutions per minute? Is that engine winding out as long as this generator is running? Is that generator itself connected on a direct drive shaft to the engine? Is that generator spinning at 3,600 RPM for days? What about the bearings on the end of the generator? What about the bearings on the engine? What about the connecting rod bearing? What about the main bearings on the engine? Are they all spinning at 3,600 RPM? If so, the wear is way greater than an engine that's spinning at 1,800 RPM. And what about the noise level? And what about how many kilowatts of output? And what about, is it three-phase or single-phase, sometimes called split-phase? And what about the fuel that it uses? Does it use diesel, which you can store for, I believe, heck, I really don't know how long you can store diesel because I'm still using diesel that is 18 years old. And it's working great. And I'd be furious if it went bad at $4 a gallon. So that's working fine for us. And I keep hearing that diesel only lasts like a year. I don't think that's true. At least, maybe I'm buying special diesel. I don't think so, though. I think I'm buying the same kind of diesel everybody else buys. But 18 years in the same tank. It works fine. And then you have, diesel engines run at a slower RPM. Why is that? Well, that's because it takes longer for the flame inside the combustion area, the cylinder, to travel. It takes longer for it to ignite. Because it takes longer for it to ignite, the engine flat out can't run at a real high RPM. That's why you don't see many diesel engines on the racetrack. And because the force of that explosion in the cylinders is so violent, everything has to be heavier. The block of the engine has to be heavier. The crankshaft has to be heavier. The bearings have to be heavier. The connecting rods have to be heavier. The heads have to be heavier. Everything has to be heavier. And it's usually all cast iron. Because cast iron seems to be the only material that can take the violence of the explosions in the cylinders of a diesel engine. And so they run at a slower RPM. As a matter of fact, a little bit off topic, when I was a teenager, I was a volunteer fireman, and I took a Han fire truck out for a ride, 850 cubic inches, and that thing, fully wound out, tachometer would hit 850 RPM. And the first gear was, that was it. And then second gear, and then third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh, and eighth, and ninth, and tenth. That's why you used to hear diesel trucks shift so soon.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what I'm trying to say, class, is here at USA Prepares, our students pay attention and they save in their memory what they learned. And then later on, when it comes time to, well, let's say buy that generator, and they're out with their spouse and they're looking at generators at the big box store and they're looking for the first time. So let's see what's out there. You know, get our eyes right on the product. They'll look at the box, they'll look at the tag that says, here are the features, you know, air cooled. And they'll say, wait, air cooled. We learned that they're not quite as good as liquid cooled. 3,600 RPM, that's not quite as good as 1,800 RPM. It runs on gasoline. But we heard that there are generators that can run on gasoline and propane and natural gas. And they are convertible from one fuel to the next. But we learned that, let's say diesel fuel, if we were going to get one of those, is going to be heavier and more expensive, and it's louder generally. But it'll last longer because it runs at 1,800 RPM. That's one of the reasons. But diesel fuel has about 135,000 BTUs of energy. But the gasoline one we're looking at the big box store can run on gasoline, which is about, let's say, roughly 100,000 BTUs. Depending on who you ask and what you look, what you're doing your research, where you're doing your research, you'll get different numbers for diesel BTUs and gasoline and propane and natural gas. But roughly, gasoline will have, let's say, 100,000, 110,000 BTUs of energy per gallon. Diesel, 135, roughly. Maybe 137,000. And then propane, let's say 90,000 per gallon. So you know that you're not going to get the same amount of current or watts out of that same generator that's at the big box store that's tri-fuel, gasoline, propane, natural gas, or dual-fuel, gasoline, propane. You won't get the same amount of output in terms of watts from the propane fuel that you would out of gasoline. But propane stores forever. And you know that because you learned that. Unless you have a leak. And it doesn't store very well at all. So you've learned a whole bunch of things while listening to class that should help you make way better decisions when it comes to buying equipment. And then, of course, you're going to ask for opinions that other people have. What do you think of brand A, brand B, brand C? Those kinds of things. And then maybe you'll actually talk to some people, maybe some friends and neighbors who have them, and go walk over there and visit and say, how well does it work? How well does it start? And then you can do things like research how much oil capacity that particular, let's say, 6,000-watt generator, how much oil, engine oil, does it hold? And what I found is that even in, well, let's say the Generac generator, 16 kilowatts, whole house generator, in a box, you know, the one that looks like a box with a lid and it sits outside all the time. I've learned by doing the research that a 16, 18, 20 kilowatt Generac generator, the engine, two-cylinder engine, V configuration, you know, like V8, V6, those are V2, holds less oil than the Briggs & Stratton model of about the same cubic inch displacement or the same cubic centimeter displacement. Why is that? So if I had a choice, would I want the one with the smaller engine oil capacity so that when I change the oil, I just use 1.9 quarts? Or would I want the one that might use closer to 3 quarts? Well, you've learned that in class that the oil is the transfer agent of the heat from the pistons, the rings, the cylinders, the combustion chain, the valves, the bearings, the rod bearings, the main bearings, the crankshaft bearings, the cam. It's the transfer agent for all that heat. And it's the transfer agent from the process of combustion. So you want more oil.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. Well, it's true. A lot of us do like to eat them like popcorn. And believe it or not, they have their own national day, as today is National Candy Corn Day, as Halloween is just hours away. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So it's not just me. Frank's having trouble calling in as well. And,
I felt so sorry for you when you were having your phone troubles. I'm thinking, well, in Canada, that wouldn't happen. I can't believe it. I phoned last week after I finished the show. They told me I didn't have the right package to call the United States, so I changed my whole package around, and they say, wait 3 or 4 days for it to happen, and it still hasn't happened. Well, yeah. Thanks for Jason being able to see my emails and do his job absolutely perfect.
Jason's great. Jason is just excellent.
Absolutely.
Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the problem arises. Anyway, enough of that. I'll call them again and try to be nice, but a little bit more forceful. And that was
you know what I might do?
Sorry.
You know what I might do in that situation, Frank? I might call them up and say, Thank you so much for answering my call. You know, I've been looking all over for my phone package. Do you have it?
Oh, man, I didn't think it'd be so hard communicating back and forth between Canada and the United States, but there you go. It's funny because for the longest time, I had no problems whatsoever. Beautiful summary of generators. I mean, you're just, and I'm so proud of you because from your email, you may be a technician and a dealer. You inspire me. I'm 68. I kind of was going down, but I'm saying, you know, someday, there you go. Good for you.
Well, you know, Frank, you and I are on the broadcast class, and
mm-hmm.
and I was you mentioned several times that it might have the skills to become or try to become a technician.
Mm-hmm.
So I have there are three major generator companies in the country that they are Generac. That's the big one with the most market share, and then there's Briggs and Stratton and Kohler. And I have been an owner of Briggs and Stratton and Kohler engines I would say Briggs and Stratton for at least 60 something years.
Wow.
And yeah, I built my first go-kart with a 3/4 horsepower horizontal shaft, you know, Briggs and Stratton engine, and back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and rode it on the road, highly illegal.
Mm-hmm.
but you know, there were a couple of us. There were two boys in the wow. village, and the villagers didn't really mind because we weren't terrorizing the neighborhood. You know, the little village. It was in rural East Coast, but. So I got my first experience with Briggs & Stratton, and then Clinton, which is a two-cycle engine, which is a fabulous engine, and also Kohler. And so we have Kohler engine products here on the farm, and we have Briggs & Stratton. And so I decided to call one of those three companies and ask them about becoming a dealer and a service technician. And they're kind of excited about us because I don't think many people call them and say, yeah, we can handle the electrical side, the gas side, the engine mechanics side. We understand Ohm's law. And, yeah, we can service them. And I said, and actually, I became a generator mechanic in 3 days.
Wow.
And I was kind of kidding because I had to, you know, I fixed a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And what I said to this is the top guy in the Department of New Dealers. So he was the top guy in New Dealers. And we were talking about installations, and I said, from what I see, there's a huge problem, and it's not brand specific. It's across the board. The dealers do not fully understand what they're doing, and they make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So they're interested. And so I have not gone through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
What I was saying is that I'm really interested in it, working with our son. We would do it together.
You know.
But I want to start differently. Typically, mm-hmm. you buy the product and then you go and sell the product. And I said, I really don't want to do it that way. What I really want to do is take the online classes so that I can be product specific,
mm-hmm.
Educated,
mm-hmm.
learn the product,
mm-hmm.
and be expert in, you know, the knowing the material that the manufacturer has, and then go out and service under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Products that are broken or don't work right, and bring them back to life. And then once I do that, I will see what the marketplace is like with my own eyes and my own hands, and then sell the product. That way I'll know exactly what's out there. And I won't be regurgitating from some product sell sheet
mm-hmm.
that, you know, 2 pages and,
yeah.
you know, commit that to memory. When a customer says, does the product do this? I go, oh, well, yeah, it says right here. I want to have my hands on it. I want to touch it, feel it, turn the wrenches, and make sure I fully understand the pitfalls, the pros, the cons, the whole packet of information. I want to know that firsthand. And so I think that that was kind of different.
Yes, it is.
For, I don't think they've really heard that very often.
No.
Maybe they have. Maybe
well,
they have.
As I said, you have all the mechanic part, because that's what they are, the mechanic, the electrical, you know, electronics, and, of course, the gas part of it, which you seem to handle quite nicely. And I think it would be beautiful forward for Bam, your son, because it is kind of fun going out there and talking and going there and the customer is crying because of this, and then you tick, 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 and it's working, and it's like you are good, almost God. I don't want to say that, but you are a very important person to that person in that time of the day or whatever it is. So good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I mean,
it came from your encouragement, and Bert, I was talking about generators with Bert just a little bit, and he said, well, there's an opportunity there, Vin.
Yes.
And so, you know, the two of you guys kind of gave me that encouragement. So I'm all excited about it, class. And so here's one of the, after, let's say, a 45-minute conversation with one of these companies, and I'll tell you which company in the next couple of weeks, I asked the manager, the vice president of this company, I asked him, what I'd like to do is be able to offer to our class, if they want, and instructors, if they're interested in the generator, I'd be glad to talk to them about it, the pros and the cons, but I'd like to offer it at not the price that everybody else offers it at.
Wow, yeah.
And I said, can I drop ship them at a discount? He said, yeah.
You just opened a whole new field. Good for you. I'm so proud.
Well, yeah. It's... I am allergic to paying full price. I have an allergy to paying full price.
I know. Good.
So thank you for that encouragement. Well, so class, I'll keep you up to
up to speed. Many things that you've encouraged me to, so it goes back and forth. So anyway, don't know if you want to talk more about generators in general. I think you had a great summary of all the classes that we've had on generators. So yes, our class our students are really set to go out and buy something and be happy that they bought what they bought because of all the things that we've said. And now they're going to be an educated student, an educated buyer. And that's so nice, you know.
Yeah. And Frank, I wanted to ask you, when you get a call to service an appliance, is there an amount of time that you spend training and educating your customer as to, okay, here's what happened, here's why it happened, and if you do these three things, or four things, or one thing, you can prevent that happening again. Do you that?
Absolutely, and I love doing that. It's a part of the best part of my service call is at the end. Show example, this week I had a dishwasher pump go, and it was a warranty job. And the point I'm trying to make here, when I got the pump up, I said, you see your problem here? Deep down, there was the chicken bone, which totally ruined the impellers on the pump. So I said, you know, and then, of course, I educated the customer, and we've educated our class. Make sure that you put your dishes just at least, you don't have to wash them 100%, but underneath a running tap, just to get rid of all those things that you probably were not aware that were in your plate. And then you're killing another bird by the fact that you're running a bit of the water. The hot water will come through the system. So by the time you put on your dishwasher, you're going to have beautiful hot water plates that not 100% clean, but at least you know it's not going to be any bones and things like that. And there you go. You've saved yourself. Well, the pump was $250. Okay?
Wow.
My labor was $150. Like, for just not doing that little bit of cleaning up. That was a $400 job, and I felt sorry for them. But, you know, it's unfortunately, I don't have any way of helping with prices on cost. Appliance parts have become quite expensive. But again, like you, I've been using my Facebook and things, Face Market, and getting sometimes parts that are quite reasonable. So anyway, yeah. So, Frank, to answer your question, I do, and that's the best part of my service is to talk to customers. Talk to my customers. But the bad part, you know what it is? Then I become friends with them.
Yeah. 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 It's wonderful. And that's what happens. That's what happens here with our automotive repair shop and our campground. And, Frank, when the customer bought that appliance, that dishwasher, do you think that the salesperson said, so, if you want this to last 3-4 times longer than it would for most people, what you would do is use warm water, and that'll bring the warm water to the tap, which is probably right next to the kitchen sink, next to the dishwasher. So you'll have warm water to start the dishwasher or hot water to start the dishwasher, and you'll save an enormous amount of electricity depending on how you heat. If you heat with gas, you'll save the heating of the water cost, and you will save the water pump, and you'll save having to buy a dishwasher more frequently, and get the big chunks of food off. Actually, I wash the dishes before I put them in the dishwasher, so does Mrs. Finelli. And well, heck, dishwashers, it's going on 15 years now. Is that a record?
Yes.
And no, I'm going to be furious if it doesn't go another 15 years.
You'll be up fast.
Yeah, and it's a Whirlpool, and I think Whirlpool's overall the best.
Yeah,
you
get
class.
A good value for the Whirlpool product.
Yeah, and Frank, and I'll be right back. We're going to be talking about Hydronics, Hydronics.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thanks for listening, Canada. So just to recap, class, it seems like the salesperson did not do his or her job that sold that dishwasher in the first place. That salesperson should have, could have, prevented a repair bill. But not only that, the manual that comes with the dishwasher says, don't y'all be leaving chicken bones in there.
Oh, where is the manual? Oh, I don't know. That's the answer that I hear. I mean, you didn't. Did you even send in the little warranty card so that if there was a problem, they would contact you? Oh, was I supposed to do that, class? It doesn't take long. Always have your manual. Nice, beautiful material to read before going to bed. But there is something inside that manual that is so important, and that is a little card. For you to register when you bought it and that you have that specific appliances. And I think we've talked about that. There was one time, I'm not going to name a company because I'm always scared of naming companies, but they had a fire problem in the front panel. And it's like, now you're taking it. So if you didn't have that registered with that manufacturer, you would be living in danger, not never knowing, especially underneath the counter, and especially if your counter is made out of wood, that panel would start a fire. So it was like, of course, companies spend a lot of money advertising, so on and so forth, and so on. And so those are very important parts.
Yeah, and when I was, before I bought these two generators,
mm-hmm.
recently, the Generac and the General Electric, which is Briggs & Stratton,
mm-hmm.
manufactured by Briggs & Stratton. I did everything I could to read the manuals before I bought them, so I would know exactly what I was getting into. And I'm talking like 50 pages each. Now, I read pretty quickly, but I got down to the parts where it indicated. Then I went down to the parts manual that says, okay, the exploded... Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what it's called. It's called an exploded diagram of the parts, so I could see exactly how it's put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in knowing exactly. It took me maybe 30 seconds each
mm-hmm.
talking to the person selling them to mm-hmm. decide whether I wanted them. Like 1 minute total.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you knew.
Because I knew.
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to ask a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and he was kind of... kind of surprised, and I said, "I'll take both of them. I'll buy both of them." And so he wanted full price for both of them, and I said, "Well, wait a minute. I'm buying both of them right now. He said, well, I could. I got 25 people that'll take them. And I said, yeah, but I'm here. I'm here. And the reason I'm here is because the last guy that said he would take one of them didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm here, because that guy didn't show up. And you don't know about the next guy, but I'm here. Would you? So I got roughly 8% off.
Wow.
Something like that. That was great. I mean, now that took another 30 seconds. So the bottom line.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, if you're polite and if you know what you're doing and you do the research, it'll probably come out better. It probably will.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing, I know this is a little bit off topic, but I want to mention this, Frank. It's right up your alley.
Oh.
Our son was in the big city yesterday, Springfield, Missouri, and I asked him to pick up. There was a guy on the internet selling gas meters. Gas meters.
Okay.
And brand new. And it was very hard to do the research on this, but I think I have enough information. I'm going to install a gas meter on the low pressure side of the propane line to this generator, because, you know, I believe how much propane it's going to use, but I want to see it.
But
I want to see it.
Wow. That's great. Yeah.
So I
hope that our class, our students, realize the things that they are learning, because I know as a student, I learned a lot for the last, 6-7 years that I've been listening to your class. And it's because, you know, like, something that, like, just what you said, Matt. See, I did a student thing this weekend. I ended up buying two thermometers. I have a thermometer in my fridge, but there was a small glass, and my wife never knew. So I decided I was going to buy a digital battery-operated thermometer for our fridge. Just put one in the fridge, put one in the freezer. And you know something? Every time I open the fridge door, I know that the temperature is right. Every time I open the freezer door, I know it's just there. And then I went down to say to Mrs. Pacheco, see, when I open the fridge in the morning, it's around 39, 44 for a fresh food second. But it says, by the time I'm finished, that thing has gone to 45. Why? Because that's the amount of... See, now I'm very conscious that I have that meter there, not to go into that fridge as often as I go.
Right. Right. The reason is, every time you open it, the cool air falls down.
Absolutely.
Right out the bottom of the door. And the other thing is, when you take something out of the refrigerator, don't leave it on the counter for the whole meal. If you're done with it, put it back in so you don't have to re-cool it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and make those door openings and closings count.
Those things that really make... make me feel really good about things, huh? Just having those little tricks in the back of your head. And they're not big things, huh?
Right. All you have to do is just two more brain cycles to think through. That's all. Just two. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.